Yevamos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Daled, 9-4. This Mishnah, really the rest of the Perek, is going to discuss the halachas of who may eat Truma and Maaser. Now the truth is we sort of covered this topic to a great degree back in the 7th Perek, and we're explained it a bit, but here the Mishnah will discuss it more fully, so there won't be too many more chedushim here. So, just reminding you, when it comes to a woman, she has three possibilities how she might be permitted to eat truma. Either she could be that she's a bas kohen, her father's a kohen, and she's a part of that household, and therefore she could eat the truma. Or B, she could be a bas yisrael, but she's married to a kohen, in which case she eats a part of his household. Or C, even after she is widowed or divorced from her kohen husband, if she has surviving issue, children or grandchildren, from that husband, the kohen, she is like as if she's part of that family, still part of the Kohen side of things, therefore she could still eat Truma. With that in mind, the Mishnah says there are three exceptional cases where a woman could be still somehow like affiliated or connected with the Kohanim and Kohanim family, and yet not be permitted to eat Truma. And they are either one, Bas Yisrael Moresis the Kohen. If she isn't actually Nesua, fully married, but just Moresis, the first stage of Kedushin has happened at the second stage, so that's not sufficient. Or B, Mu'uberes Makohen, she is carrying the child, unborn child, of her husband, who was a Kohen, or is a Kohen, but the husband has now divorced her, or has left her as a widow, but the child hasn't been born, and there's no other children that are yet born, so that alone is not sufficient. Or three, Shomeres Yavam Lakohen, or she was a Bas Yisrael, she married a Kohen, now her husband, the Kohen, died without any offspring of his own. And therefore, of course, she falls to Yibum, to her brother-in-law, who's a Kohen, and therefore she's connected to that Kohen, but that's not strong enough of a bond yet, since she's sort of halfway between having a Zika connected to her brother-in-law, the Kohen, and returning to her father's home, so to speak. So therefore, that's insufficient. In all three cases, she's not allowed to eat Truma, and therefore, and in addition, there's the basic fourth case, V'chein Bas Kohen LiYisrael. If you have a woman who had been a daughter of a Kohen, but she marries a non-Kohen, so then, lo sochel, but truma, in all those cases, she, this woman, may no longer eat truma. Now, let's just go over the case a little more in detail, because each one's got a little bit of complexity. The verse is moresis the Kohen. So, moresis, like, is kedushin. That means that the woman is, has completed the first stage of marriage. And really, the truth is, as you've mentioned elsewhere in the Masechta and other places, really, from kedushin, that first stage, the husband and wife are already married. It's not really like engagement. In truth, it's really the first of the two stages of marriage. And therefore, just as we said elsewhere, that Kedushin alone is sufficient to obligate Yibum and so on, it's also sufficient midoraisa to entitle this woman now to eat Truma. But the rabbis said no. While she's only an Arusa, and not yet fully Nesua, not fully living with her husband, the Kohen, we're concerned since she's living back in her father's home and she has other siblings there potentially. So if he like sent her gift packages of truma, she is liable to share them with her siblings. She's not used to keeping truma out of their hands and so on. And of course, the stakes are very high because the penalty for eating truma is misa b'dei shemaim, death at the hands of heaven. That's severe, of course. It's like worse than not kosher. And that being the case, the rabbi said, no, until she's living with her Kohen husband, she is not to eat truma. That's the mores the Kohen case. The second case is mu'uberes makohen. There, we said that even though she's carrying a potential child, who knows what will happen next, and therefore the ubar, that unborn fetus, is not strong enough of a source to permit her to eat truma, although, as we'll see later on, it could restrict her from eating truma in other scenarios, but it can't permit her. And finally, the Shomeres Yavam LaKohen, as we said before, she's sort of not fully married, the Zika's not enough, and therefore she can't eat Truma, until she resolves that Zika by doing Yibum. Okay, the Mishnah continues and says, Abbas Yisrael, you have a woman who started out being not a Kohen, nor is she a Levi, she's a regular Yisrael, but she's Mu'oresis LaLevi, she gets engaged, we'll call it, to a Levi, or Mu'uberes Malevi, she becomes pregnant from a Levi, and then he dies, and there's no issue, or Shomeres Yavam Malevi, she's waiting to do Yibum with her brother-in-law, who's a Levi, or Vachin Bas Levi, she had been a Levi, Li Yisrael, but she gets married to Yisrael. In those cases, Lo Sochal B'maser, says the Mishnah, Aratana holds that the same comparable restrictions that apply to Truma, which is restricted to just Kohanim, also applies to Maaser, meaning Maaser Rishon, which is restricted only to Levim. And therefore, our Mishnah took the exact same language and applied it, you know, mutatis mutandis, exactly applicable to Levim as it did to Kohanim. This, however, is not lahalacha. This Mishnah here is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, as Stam Mishnahs typically do. And Rabbi Meir holds that since the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Pasuk Yirches, excuse me, Perak Yirches Pasuk Chavdalet, 1824, says, Ki es ma'aser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem, the ma'aser of the Jews that will be elevated for Hashem, tru manasati l'levim l'nachla. Hashem gives the levim as a truma, as a gift, as part of their inheritance. Now the word truma here, you see, is being applied to ma'aser. And therefore, the Reb Meir holds that that's equating truma to ma'aser, in as much as just as truma is limited only to Kohanim, ma'aser is limited only to levim. That's Reb Meir Shita, and that's what's being expressed here in our Mishnah. And he holds, therefore, that if you're non-levi, you may not eat truma. Excuse me, may not eat ma'aser. Now, the din is not like that. The din is really like the Chachamim, who reject that and say, no, there's no iser in non-levim eating ma'aser per se. It's just that the ma'aser belongs to levim. It's a gift to them, but it's a financial right, not like a not a din in iser v'heter. But let me qualify that right away and say that the Chacham, what do they do with the Pasuk, which equates levim, equates ma'aser to truma? They hold that just as when it comes to tevel, food that hasn't yet had truma taken from it, to eat that food prior to taking out the truma carries with it the penalty of misa v'dei shemaim, so too, said the rabbis, if you eat produce that hasn't had the ma'aser taken from it and given set aside for the levim, so then also it carries with it a misa b'dei shemaim penalty, a severe penalty. And therefore, you see, it must be, it's serious business, must be set aside for the levim, but the levim alone aren't the ones permitted to eat it. So just to illustrate the point, for example, if your friendly neighborhood Cohen invites you for dinner on Friday night, you can go to him, but he cannot give you truma to eat because you're not a Cohen. So you just can't eat the truma, period. In contrast, if your neighbor the Levi invites you to eat, he could serve you his ma'aser as part of the meal because you're allowed to eat ma'aser. It's just that it belongs to him, but he can be, you know, your host, you can be his guest, that's not a problem. Okay, but in any case, our mission here is going like Rav Meir, and therefore he holds that if you're not a Levi or married to a Levi or carrying the child or, you know, having Levi children, you may not eat ma'aser. Third case, the Mishnah has an interesting scenario of saying a bas Levi moresses the Kohen. The woman started out being a member of a Levi household, and then she gets engaged, I'll call it, moresses to a Kohen. So now she's sort of in the worst of both worlds. On the one hand, she is like, since she's really in truth married to a Kohen, she's not part of the Levi household, and no longer eligible for ma'aser. On the other hand, since she's only in Arusa, she only had Kedushin, but not Nesuin, not living with her Kohen husband yet, the rabbis got involved and said, like we saw before, she may not eat Truma, therefore she can have neither ma'aser nor Truma. And similarly, Mu'uberes Makohen, the woman started out being a Levi, a Bas Levi, I should say. She gets married to a Kohen, she's eating Truma, then her husband dies or divorces her, and she's got no other children from him. Even though she's a Mu'uberes, she's pregnant, she still cannot eat Truma, because the child's not born yet. The Uber we saw before hasn't got the power to allow her to eat it. And yet, since she's like ultimately connected to her ex or late husband's family, and not yet returned to her father's house in full, because she's still carrying the child of that Kohen, she may not eat Ma'aser either. And finally, the Shomeres Yavam LaKohen, similarly, she was a Bas Levi, she's now married to a Kohen who then died childless, now she's waiting to have Yibam done with her brother-in-law, the Kohen. She's again sort of not connected to a Kohen family, but not reverting fully back to her Levi family, and therefore can't eat either Ma'aser nor Truma. V'chein Bas Kohen LaLevi, the same goes reciprocally, if a woman started out being a Kohen and then she marries a Levi, in similar scenarios, Lo Sochol Lo B'Truma V'Lo B'Ma'aser. She's in the worst of both worlds, getting she can't do either, she can eat neither Truma nor Ma'aser. Now, one last point. If she started out being a Bas Kohen and then she marries a Levi, the question is, why can't she eat Ma'aser? Because Kohanim really are a subset of Shevet Levi. So really, what's the big deal? She should be entitled to eat Ma'aser until she resolves the issues. But the Gemara says, well, that's true on a Derais level, Medir Rabbanan. The point here is that if a single woman, even if she is a Bas Kohen, shows up at the Goren, she's, you know, she shows up at the threshing floor to collect Ma'aser, the din is we don't give it to her, because even though in the scenario we described it should be mutter to do, we don't know what's going on, and we're concerned that women will be coming after being divorced or widowed, even if they're Yisraelim as opposed to Kohanim or Bas Kohanim, and they'll be continuing to eat what they used to eat, but no longer are permitted to do so. And therefore, the din is really that we give neither Truma nor Miser. The Mishnah is not explicit here, but that's how the Gemara ends up. We will permit a woman coming alone to the Goren to receive neither Truma nor Miser, because we're not clear what's going on here, until she comes with her husband to make sure that she's indeed eligible to eat Truma if she's married to a Kohen, or Miser if she's married to a Levi.